It's back to school season around Ohio, where classes have already started in many districts. The new year is noteworthy, as teachers carry out new curriculum to achieve the standards known as Common Core. These are benchmarks created by a group of education experts from around the country, including Ohio in 2010, and then adopted by the state along with more than 40 others. Robert Hill, superintendent of Firelands Local Schools in Lorain County, says a great deal of research went into crafting the standards.
Ohio's new learning standards provide a path for students to drill much deeper into each area, learning to apply more knowledge and skills in the subject than ever before.
But for years, a group of state lawmakers have clamored for a repeal of Common Core. They argue that the standards take away local control, along with questioning the teaching techniques and where and how it was created. Several opponents visited the State House to show their support for a repeal, including Richard Ringo of Cincinnati.
Most important thing is not just that it dumbs down the standards for our children, but it infringes on our freedom. The less control from the federal government, the best.
Intervention from the federal government was the main sticking point from opponents of the standards. But there seems to be a disagreement among the opponents on whether the standards are too harsh or not strong enough. Stephen Thompson is superintendent for Willoughby Eastlake City Schools. He says the problem is that opponents don't have all the facts.
That there was this understanding that you couldn't do different things. You couldn't do STEM education. You can't do problem-based solution. You couldn't do inquiry learning if you have the Common Core. Well, that's just simply not true. It's just based on misinformation.
Republican Representative Matt Huffman of Lima is a co-sponsor of the latest attempt to repeal Common Core and chairs the committee where the bill is being heard. As he explains during a committee hearing, it's not about whether or not the standards will be effective, but rather how they were created.
I'm submitting to this committee and ultimately to the General Assembly, this is a bad way to make public policy. Ceding important decisions to national organizations is a bad way to make policy.
Common Core has been a major topic of debate around the country, especially among conservative media personalities and blogs. But in Hill's opinion, those against the Common Core standards represent a small minority of the state.
As has been the case countless times before, education stands at a crossroads where the voices of the few may disrupt the path that I believe to be associated with success.
Superintendents emphasize that districts have invested a lot of money into implementing these standards, surpassing hundreds of millions of dollars around the state. If the bill were to pass, it would allow Common Core to continue for this school year only. Then the state would implement standards used in Massachusetts, while Ohio leaders create a third all-new set of standards in 2017. The House plans to hold several more hearings on the bill in the coming weeks. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.